If you're still thinking about the Oscars and eager to watch more great films, whether independent, local, or international, the Omaha Film Festival is just what you need. Kicking off on March 11, this festival has won over many film lovers, and it is now celebrating its 20th year.
To really sit back and think about it, it's kind of a big deal, right?
The festival has been recognized from the start, but it has not been easy, as executive and program director Mark Lombre compares its journey to climbing a mountain, always pushing higher. He says the work of each festival feels like packing 13 months into 1 year.
If you're looking at the top of a mountain, it's impossible, right? You just can't do it. But you take one step at a time. If you're just looking at what's right in front of you, and you take it one step at a time, and then you're going to get there. So that's what we do at the festival. There's 1,000 things to do. Just do the 5 things that need to get done today. And then tomorrow you do those 5 things, and then eventually it's here, and you hopefully have done all those things that you needed to do to make it happen.
A few years ago, 2 of Longbreak's original partners in this festival stepped away, leaving him to lead the Omaha Film Festival alongside his current team. He says he is grateful for the opportunity to continue bringing this event to the Omaha community.
I think the festival is worthy. I think Omaha needs something like what we have. And I know it's a ton of work, but I think it's worthwhile to keep it going. So I'm like, if you guys don't mind, I'd love to just carry the torch forward. For the last 5 years, it's been me at the helm. And I think it keeps growing and keeps getting better. And we're having a ton of fun with it.
A film festival, it's about more than just watching movies. It is an experience. This year, the Omaha Film Festival will feature a strong lineup of independent films, documentary shorts, and insightful Q&A sessions. Even more, what makes this festival a truly special event in Omaha is the presence of directors, producers, and actors who walk the halls, engage with the audience, and share their passion for storytelling and filmmaking.
One of our documentaries this year is nominated for an Oscar. We do have some pretty significant caliber of film that comes through us. This year we've got 96 films. We've got a bunch of documentaries, a bunch of feature films, and a ton of shorts. When we started 20 years ago, I think people sort of had an opinion about what a documentary was. It felt like, oh, they're gonna make me learn for an hour and a half, and it's not gonna be interesting, it's gonna be boring. But now, with the advent of Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, I think most people are watching documentaries as much as they are, narrative stuff. Our category for documentaries has really grown. We used to show like 5 or 6 docs a year, and now I think we're showing 11.
For Longbreak, what makes this festival even more special is the UF Academy, which began 10 years ago. This 2-day program gives high school and college students a chance to learn about filmmaking directly from industry professionals. The Omaha Film Festival, or OFF as it's commonly known, runs from Tuesday, March 11 to Sunday, March 16 at Exarvin Cinema. More details at omahafilmfestival.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.